As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to the Basket Buds edition of the Athletic NBA Show podcast here on the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm your host, Zach Harper. We've got Jay King. We've got Josh Huestis. We've got Dave DeFore and Andrew Schleck producing. And oh my God, we've got one more night until 8 months of basketball. 8 months of NBA
it's
basketball.
So
just slapping you in the face every night. Got plans? Not anymore. You got Wemby versus the Hornets tonight. That's what we're going to do. So this is the last day of freedom before the NBA season starts, but what a season it's going to be. We are going to give you our predictions. We are going to play a new game that Jay will love because it's all about arguing, called Plant the Flag. But first, gentlemen, we are going to get into this awards predictions. We'll start off hot with MVP. Jay, who do you think wins MVP this season?
It's going to be Nikola Jokic.
Wow.
I'm not going out on a limb.
Bold.
There's no need to get bold. He should have had it last season. He was the best player in the NBA last season. And he's still the best player in the NBA. Now he's got a title. There's no argument against him. His resume is now bulletproof. And like last year when he started not caring around March or February, whenever that was.
Yeah.
People were saying, oh, but Jokic's defense. I don't know if he can win a title. How could you ever make a guy an MVP if he defends like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won a title pretty handily. Jokic is gonna get another one.
Josh, who's your MVP?
It makes me so sad, but
we're
hypocrites. I gotta go with Jay on this one too, man. I gotta go Jokic. Jay made a good point. Like, you can't, how do you argue against it? The guy's like a walking triple double.
Yeah.
And Giannis, returning champ.
Giannis is pretty good. You know? This is the thing. It's not necessarily a debate against Jokic. It's just like there are other people that are really good.
Oh, of course.
That's the thing. Like, it's absolutely, like, I never look at it as like, well, this guy doesn't do this. Like, I try to look at it like, you know, if you took this guy away and replaced him with whatever, what does that look like? Could they still do the same stuff?
I think no, not a chance. Right. The Bucks or the Nuggets, right? You take either one of those guys away, they're just they're not making the playoffs.
Right.
Like, but I still got to go with Jokic, man. Best player in the world last year.
Guys, I put this in the Bounce, your free newsletter from The Athletic, which you can get at theathletic.com/bounce. It's free. It's Monday through Friday. Keep me employed by subscribing. I picked an American. I picked Jason Tatum. He would be the first American-born player to win since Harden in 2018. That's kind of wild too, that we've had nothing but foreign guys for the last 5 years with Giannis twice, Jokic twice, and then Embiid last year. But yeah, I'm going to go Tatum. I think they're going to have a killer record.
I think voters like him. I think voters are going to want to give it to Tatum if they're the one seed in the East. And I think before they fall apart in the playoffs, I think Tatum's going to be a great, great pick for MVP. So yeah, I'm going Jason Tatum.
I like it. USA.
USA indeed. All right, let's go to the next one. Defensive player of the year. I'll start this one off. I'm giving it to Bam. I think Bam does it. I think Bam finally finally ends up playing enough games and finally ends up, I think the Heat will be a top five defense because they're going to have to be to win a lot of games. So yeah, I'm going to give it to Bam out of bio. Josh, who do you got?
I'm going Drew Holiday.
Ooh, I like that.
I like Drew Holiday. I like him with the with two elite scorers. Mm-hmm. Right, he can focus in on his role, which is distributing the ball to those guys, getting them shots, and then on the other end, guarding the best player, but guarding the best guard on the other side of the court, giving those guys a break a little bit on the defensive end, taking pressure off them, and like again, taking pressure off of him on the offensive end. He does not need to be the scorer like that. We all know that he can fill it up, right? But now he can really narrow in on a role of being a distributor to those guys, and then just being a lockdown defender on the other end. Like you said, they're gonna have a good record.
Yeah,
I think like they are looking like the team to beat in the East for me. So I'm going to have to go Drew.
He's one of those guys, too, where whenever you ask a player, like, who do you just hate going against? Drew is like one of the top names that come up every single time because he's just an absolute dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay, who's your defensive player of the year pick?
Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Last season. And
you
obviously
play 65 games.
Obviously, there are questions about the availability, the durability, if he gets to 65 games. Last season, I feel like he realized that's how I make my impact. That's where I can be the best player on the court every night. Doesn't matter about the points, whatever. He just leaned into that, and he was incredible defensively during the playoffs, especially.
They'll be good, too, with a full season of Vando and Austin Reeves being what he is now. Like that's a really good defensive team.
Even Gabe Vincent's ball pressure will be helpful.
Yeah.
That team could be great defensively. I think he'll get a lot of credit for it. I think he'll deserve a lot of credit for it.
All right, let's go to Rookie of the Year. It's Wemby. Like, I think other guys will put up he's gonna lead the league in blocks. You know, like that's gonna sway a lot of voters early on.
He could be defensive player of the year too.
I think he'll be in the running for it. So I'm going Wemby. Are you going Scoot? Are you going Chet? Or are you going Wemby, Josh?
I'm going Chet. I'm going Chet on this one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think purely from the team's going to be more successful. I think he is a little bit more ready to make an immediate impact in terms of like versatility and just having a year to like literally just hit the weight room and get stronger.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's still skinny as fuck.
For sure. But
it doesn't
like,
look like that happened.
But, dude, I mean, he was 7'1".
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to, like, it's,
yeah.
you can't teach height. So, I got to go. I'm going Chet.
Jay, you're obviously going Chet.
No, Wembanyama. No.
Really?
Wembanyama.
You've been talking so much trash about Wembanyama.
I mess around in the group chat, of course.
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's some tweets.
Oh, the tweets are pure trolls.
I love that that's coming back
up. As soon
as
we start recording, Jay changes up a little bit.
Yeah.
Wembanyama is not just like freaky, but his instincts are so good. Like that Warriors game.
That was nuts.
The block against Clay was the one that just drove me like, holy.
He might be the first person in NBA history to make me go like, I don't care that it's preseason. This is dope. Like, this is, I'm counting all this stuff.
Clay pump faked and he like stopped, but then he knew like Clay got away from his primary defender and then timed it perfectly to then block him. It was just the instincts, the timing, all of it on top of being 7'5", the most mobile 7'5" dude maybe we've ever seen.
Maybe. It's like him or like Pavel Podkolzin or something. Like, what
Yao Ming was pretty.
Yao could move a little
pretty
bit.
Mobile,
Yao could move, but I wouldn't
Zydrunas
be like.
Ilgauskas pre-foot injury.
Who's more mobile? Is it Yao or Wemby? Like,
I gotta say, man, ridiculous. those like it is so hard to block a 3-point shot at all.
Josh, what are you? You're 6'10"?
6'7". I wish, man. I wish I was 6'10".
Than that. Oh.
6'10", he'd still be in the league.
Yeah. Shoot. I mean, listen, like, it's hard. It's
no, he wouldn't give this up. He wouldn't give this up to go back in the league.
It's hard to block a shot from like a 3-point shot. But like now team, I will say, like, now teams are going to be like, oh, is Wemby within 25 feet
God,
of me?
God, Shamgod's got these like these plastic arms that he's throwing at people in practice to prepare the Mavs.
And that's still not enough. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's still not enough.
No, because you just have those extenders on someone who's 6'1". Like, it doesn't, right. Like, that's not a
thing. And one of the things that doesn't show up in stat sheets that everybody talks about is just affecting shots, mm-hmm. right? Like, nobody keeps track of shots affected.
Yeah.
You know, like, keep track of block shots. But, like, having everybody having it in their mind as they shoot the ball, like, where is he?
That picture of him blocking Wiggins is he within, so insane.
You shouldn't have to think about a guy. Is he within 20 feet of me right now? If he is, I might not get this off.
That's crazy.
Even
it's absurd.
The so possession, like, when he was guarding Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris Paul looked at him and, like, Chris Paul, like,
nah.
Usually
never mind.
A big man's in jail against Chris Paul. A big man, there's nothing he can do.
Because he's a foot and a half Chris taller Paul
was
than
like,
Chris Paul.
You know what? Well, he just kind of dribbled around, was like, nah, guys, we're good. I'm going to just kick it out.
He doesn't need to be super mobile because he gets blown. Chris Paul goes by him.
Yeah.
He does.
Absolutely.
But he's still, Chris Paul's still not open.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he can get blown by, but even if you blow by him and create 10 feet of separation between you and him, he's still in the play.
It reminds me a lot of, like, Giannis from a few years ago, where he wasn't a good defender yet, but he could make up a lot of stuff.
Yes,
just with his length and mobility and athleticism.
For sure.
Except he's 5 inches taller than Giannis, so it's
like
nuts.
6-7 inches on wingspan too.
Yeah. All right, Coach of the Year, Jay. Who do you have for Coach of the Year?
I think. Coach of the Year is the dumbest award because it's just whatever team we were most wrong about, the media was most wrong about at the beginning of the season.
I kind of don't think we should vote for I think coaches should vote for Coach of the Year.
I would respect that.
Yeah. It's the only award where I'm like, I don't know that we should be doing this.
I would respect that quite a bit. I think it's going to be Rick Carlisle.
Ooh.
The Pacers are going to win a lot more games than a lot of people expect. They're going
to 4 seed, so I don't know about that.
They're going to play fast. They're going to be fun. And I think on top of that, he's just a really good coach. And we'll have a bunch of young guys playing a good brand of basketball. So he's my pick.
Josh, what about you? Coach of the Year.
I'm going with my guy who came into the league together, Mark Daigneault.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's a favorite right now, last I checked.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's probably the best coach I've ever had in my life. So I gotta go with Mark.
What made him so great?
Yeah.
I've never had a coach who was more willing to try to relate to players. Right. I think one of the things that people don't see is that when you get to the professional level, like, it changes from a coach-player relationship to more like a colleague relationship. You know what I mean? Where it's like, because let's be honest, like, who has the power in the league? The player, right? Like, the players have a majority of the power.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's a weirder dynamic, but like, the guy was super relatable and had like this a good open door policy that just made him great with relating to his players. Like, he had his office set up right next to the court. It was like a daily thing, bring you in, talk to you about anything but basketball. You know what I mean? Genuine check-ins. And I just think he's good at developing relationships with players. And I know guys, anybody who plays for him, like, wants to go to war for him.
To get a team that young last year to be top 15 in defense, that's incredible coaching.
He's a great coach.
Yeah,
for
he's
sure.
really good. I don't know why I've decided to hitch my wagon to this, but I am going with, even though Eric Spoelstra has never won the award, I'm not going with Spo. I'm going
it's
with
crazy
Willie
he's
Green.
Never won the award. He's been the best coach for like 10 years.
I'm going to bank on the health of Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. I'm saying Willie Green, Coach of the Year. I think they'll be top 10 in offense and defense. They were the 6th best defense last year. Like, Willie Green can coach. He's a good coach.
I'm surprised they were 6th best in defense. Like, I look at those rankings far too often.
Yeah.
And I Did not know they were sixth in defense.
All right, sixth man of the year. We can make this one quick. I'm going Malik Monk. He just scores a lot. It'll be fun. Then Kings will still be good. Josh, who do you have for sixth man? Your favorite award.
You know, man, I'm going, and I just love his game, is Rui Hachimura.
Oh, that's like a good Rui. One. I didn't
yeah.
think of that.
Ooh, yeah, Rui. I like Rui. Pick, yeah. Yep, I like Rui this year.
Jay? Rui, I like that. I think it's going to be Quickly.
Yeah, Quickly's Quickly, the favorite.
He was really close yeah. last year.
Yeah,
it goes to a lot of the time, like, just the highest score. And I don't know whether he'll be the leading scorer, but he's going to score enough to put himself in the conversation. And there aren't really a lot of paths for him to get into the starting lineup, which is another reason. Like, he won't
yeah.
play so well that they've just put him in the first unit. So Quickly's the pick.
Most improved. Jay, who you got?
Most improved. Can we say Ben Simmons?
That's my pick.
if he's most improved back to yeah. being almost where he was before.
He was most regressed, and now he's most improved. Like, I'm going Ben Simmons. Let's
it's a
weird.
Hell of a strategy to win a
yeah. just to want that most improved play. He was an all-star. He's like, I never got most improved. This sucks. I know what I'll do.
It's like, I'll get close to being an all-star.
Yeah.
Then I'll be most improved. No, I'm bought into Ben Simmons, and I think a lot of the conversation about him has probably been pretty misguided over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. He's clearly not been able to move at all, and a guy who used to be the fastest 6'10 dude, one of the most mobile 6'10 dudes in the world, just lost a lot of that. And now most of it seems to be back. And they need somebody like that. That is a roster that's built to, like,
that could be a
defend
a top
everywhere,
five defense,
shoot yeah. threes, and they need someone to just bring their offense to life, and especially in transition, he's that.
Josh, you want to sweep with Ben Simmons?
I mean, since he's on the table, man, I gotta go Ben. Yeah,
yeah.
I think he's proven he can
Ben
do it
Simmons
already.
Redemption season. I'm here
I
for
hate
it, man.
Ben, us, I mean, the whole narrative.
He's going to play 20 games. And
the whole narrative, right. The whole narrative around it is just how much more support he feels he has now.
Yeah.
And is, like, comfortable.
Yeah.
And look, he's still young, man. So
Mikal Bridges is probably going to end up winning it, because it's always a year later than when someone actually improved. But Mikal Bridges is going to be exactly what he was the last half of last season, which is a really good player. But I don't know if that's improved as much as, We need you to score now.
Mm-hmm.
And so go back to your college days of scoring, which is what Bridges did. But he'll still probably win the award, because it's usually a lazy award.
Tyrese Maxey is my other candidate.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey,
like that.
Especially if Harden doesn't come back and play, there's
that,
more
you
opportunity
know what? That's,
there.
That's good, too, because I was hoping we'd get the full ballot just for most improved player. Like, let's really bog down in that. The most important award. Let's go to in-season tournament champ. Let's go to
warn me not to hijack these earlier, too.
I'm going to say the Heat win the mid-season tournament, because I think they'll oddly care. I think they'll just decide to care. Jay, who do you have for in-season tournament champ?
The Heat, it depends on whether
I don't even I genuinely don't know what it's called. Is it mid-season tournament or in-season tournament?
It's so, but it starts literally
like 2 weeks,
almost immediately.
Yeah,
right.
It's like 2 weeks.
The in-season cup.
It's not, and it ends in December. So is that mid? No, that can't be mid. There's 6 months left in the season.
Yeah, that's true. Jeez. I'm sorry, Jay. Did you make a pick? I got distracted.
I have to admit, I could not care about anything less than the in-season tournament. They could change my mind.
Wait till you're in Vegas in December, baby.
I'm going Bucks.
Okay.
Bucks. Damian Lillard hasn't played in big games in a while. He might care about the in-season tournament just because people care about him now. And we're going Bucks.
Josh, what about you?
I'm going OKC.
Ooh,
I think it's going to play out. Yeah. I think it's going to be a
Thunder
young
for every pick.
I like this.
What's
which
your strategy? Just name
you,
name.
Josh,
should
I
do what you do and name 9 different teams? Well, it could be this one. It could be that one. Let me name some more. I'll name 6 more here.
I'm surprised Shea wasn't your MVP pick, honestly.
unbelievable. I just think it's going to be a young team going off what you
Lou
said,
Dort,
Zach.
Defensive player of the year.
Josh Giddey, whoever, most approved.
Whoever cares, right? Champ gets, what, 500 grand per team. What does a seasoned vet care about 500 grand?
Right.
They're thinking long-term.
You do have
long-term.
A lot of young dudes, yeah.
They're That's thinking fair. Long-term. We want to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Could not care less about 500 grand. Those guys get paid 500 grand a game.
Like, all right. Let's
like
do these.
That. I like
let's
that do, philosophy. Even
let's
though
do these next
you're
ones.
Clearly a Thunder homer.
This
let's
is
do these next ones. Quickly. All right. East Finals. I'm going the Bucks in six over the Heat. Jay?
I think Celtics in seven over the Bucks.
Okay. Josh?
I'm getting pissed because I keep having to like agree with Jay.
You can't pick go Thunder Celtics. For the Eastern
well, hold on,
Conference.
I know.
My hands are tied. I can't pick. My prediction, OKC moves to the Eastern Conference.
He's got a Thunder inter-squad scrimmage for the NBA Finals.
I got Celtics over Bucks in six.
West Finals. Josh, who you got?
Thunder here we go.
Over...
Thunder over no. West, I'm gonna go Nuggets over Lakers in five.
That's my pick as well. I have Nuggets over Lakers in five. It's the Lakers redemption story yep. where they don't get swept.
I agree.
Jay.
Suns over Nuggets.
Wow.
In six.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, so were you the one? Hold on just a second. Was he the one who texted the group chat the other day about how atrocious the Suns bench was and they had
yes.
no depth?
Yes. I was yep. watching them in
what is happening?
Josh, you will notice there is not a lot of through lines from the group chat to whatever the fuck he says on this podcast.
Also hated the Nurkic trade. Did not understand that for them. However.
Oh, it's because they don't. It's because they can't stand DeAndre Ayton. That's why. They're like, give us literally any broken down center over DeAndre Ayton right now.
I can't.
However, they will win the West.
All right, then NBA Finals. Who you got, Jay?
Celtics over Suns.
Wow, Homer. Josh, what about you?
I'm going Celtics over Nuggets.
Wow. I've got the Nuggets over the Bucks in seven. I think we got a repeat. I just don't see how anybody stops what they're doing. Unless it's Michael Porter Jr. I can see Michael Porter Jr. stopping it, but I don't think anyone else.
Especially after his GM went out and said he's a meat guy.
All right, couple of quick ones here. First person to dunk on Wemby. I've got Scottie Barnes in game six of the season. Josh.
You know, I'm going Giannis. I think Giannis Ooh. Is going to be the first one to catch him.
Okay. Jay?
Safe bet.
Jay, who are your nine picks for?
Paul George.
Oh, Paul
George,
a good one. Yeah, Paul George
in game two.
Yeah.
That okay. early. Wow.
That's not yeah. bad.
Because I think everyone's going to be trying for it, not just because they want to be the gets Wemby, but also because if you don't try to dunk on his head, he's probably going to block you.
I think
that could be
I
Zion, think, too.
Yeah, Zion could definitely. Yeah. I think there's going to be a bounty. I think there's going to be a lot of teams like making bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Rockets, the first week of the season. Jalen Green. Tari Eason's going to try it too. I know
Tari Eason's going to try it and fail. I can see Jalen Green getting him though. I can see Jalen getting him. First coach to be fired. I'm going, sorry, earmuffs this one, Josh. Billy Donovan, Chicago.
Billy's a good coach.
He's a good coach. That thing needs to blow up. I think it's going to be a teardown this year.
No comment.
Chris Finch.
You think Chris Finch is going to get fired?
Chris Finch, this is a hot take.
Wow.
This is a hot take.
We're not in the safe zone.
This is what happens. The GM.
What do you mean this is what happens?
The GM screws up, brings in Rudy Gobert. It's an impossible team to coach. And
he's such a good coach. No, you're out of your mind.
That's fine. His team is going to be 500-ish again. And sorry, Chris
Zach
Finch
is all in on Minnesota.
I'm all in on regular season Minnesota. I think they're going to win 50 games, and then they're going to get swept in the first
they
round.
They got me last year. I won't let them do it again. I thought they were going to be a good regular season team last year.
Josh, who do you think gets fired?
I'm going Steve Clifford.
Oh yeah, that's a good call too. He might just walk away.
Dude, I mean, new ownership. Yeah. Like if he doesn't immediately win,
yeah,
it's over.
His quote that this is the most talented team he's ever had had me dying laughing.
Last one, man,
he's coaching rough teams.
Last one. Who is the first player to get 50 in a game?
Which Thunder player is he going to pick?
Embiid. I'm going Embiid is going to be the first one to get 50.
Wow. I think we're both going Jordan Poole. No. Opening night. No. I'm going opening night. Jordan Poole gets 50.
Opening night. Wow.
On how many shots?
I was just about to ask.
40? Who cares? He doesn't care. All he's looking for is that number in the scoring column.
50 is 50.
Yeah.
I've got Shea. Shea's going to get there, and it's going to be pretty quick.
Now he's trying to eight mile, Josh.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Victorinox, the makers of the original Swiss Army knife, have been a reliable companion for life's everyday challenges, mastering functionality, innovation, iconic design, and uncompromising quality with its products. The Victorinox Swiss Army knife provides you with all the things you don't think about until you need it: tweezers, a screwdriver, and even a corkscrew. With the Victorinox Swiss Army Knife, you can be prepared to master everyday life. You can find Victorinox Swiss Army Knives at Dick's Sporting Goods.
All right, let's go to our new segment called Plant the Flag. This is something where we will take a side between two combatants. It might be basketball related, it might not be basketball related, but you will plant your flag. Someday we will have production where there's like, you know, like a little cartoon us coming out there and planting the flag on one side or the other. Maybe we'll get flags made up. But for now, we just have to say, I'm planting my flag on blah, blah, blah. But first one, well, I think you kind of answered this one already. But Jay, plant your flag, Celtics or Bucks?
In offensive rating, right?
No, just Celtics or Bucks.
Oh, I already planted the Celtics flag.
Yeah.
Now, what? Why?
I just think they're more complete. The Bucks run out of depth more quickly. The Celtics? Yeah, the Celtics have they'll have Al Horford probably coming off the bench. That's a lot of depth. And I've also like Chris Middleton.
What about Chris
Middleton
is out
not
for
being
four
able
games.
To practice right away is a red flag.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks just don't have a lot of long wing defenders. Even Giannis, as great as he is defensively, on ball isn't his specialty. Who do they have to stop another team's best players, especially in the Celtics matchup, where they're going to need to deal with Tatum, Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, all those guys?
Josh, you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I'm playing it on the Celtics side too.
I'm going Bucks. Like I'm worried about the Chris Middleton health stuff, but I don't think we've ever seen Giannis with this much room. I don't think we've ever seen Dame with this much room, and we've seen, like, look, both teams have a history of falling apart at the wrong times in the postseason. But
the Bucks won a title, though. We can't really.
Sure, for sure. But then they also lost as the one seed last year to the eight seed. Like, that's, and you could, and before anyone's like, well, Giannis got hurt, they were always losing that series. You could tell just by when Giannis was back on the court, they were afraid of Jimmy Butler. Like, they didn't have it for that team. But I do think, like, I don't know what the Celtics solved from last year, I guess, with their moves. I like the moves, but I don't think it solved anything. I don't think they're going to be able to rebound at all. I think that's going to kill them in the playoffs.
They were the best in defensive rebounding last year.
Yeah, they have Kristaps Porzingis and Al Horford now.
But they didn't have Kristaps before. They started Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum at 3 and 4.
Yeah, but Kristaps is not a good rebounder. Like,
but I'm saying, like,
and he's probably not even going to be around. Like, all of a sudden, Kristaps is the healthiest guy in the world.
That's where you got to question the Celtics.
Yeah, and then can and those then the guys back be of available? His 37-year-old Al Horford. Like, I don't think, unless they make a move. If they make a move, then I'm willing to change that. But I just think I think rebounding, they're going to be terrible.
The Bucks offense has a chance to be so good. Like, Giannis.
Yeah.
Dame is just going to unlock things for him. He's going to unlock just uneasiness for Giannis that he's never had before.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how you're going to deal with those mm-hmm. two. Those two teams are really, really good.
All right, plant your flag. Team with a better offensive rating, the Kings or the Nuggets? Josh.
I'm going to go Nuggets on this one.
I'm also going Nuggets, yeah.
Roll with the champs, man. Like, if in terms of efficiency, those are the guys. Like,
I think the Kings will still be a top 4 or 5 offense in the league, but like, I think Denver was kind of just playing around last year.
For sure.
Yeah. And we're still as good as they were.
And the thing is, like, I think the Kings were humming at, like, just top levels all year last year. And the Nuggets don't necessarily need to do that because Jokic is just so good that you're going to have an incredible offense whenever he's on the court, basically no matter what. The Nuggets.
Team with a better defensive rating, the Cavs or the Celtics? Cavs were number one last year. Celtics were number two. Jay.
Cavs. Ooh. I don't think it's the best playoff defense, but regular season, having Mobley and Allen is just like the way to juice the numbers. Those two guys are the foundation of just an incredible regular season defense, especially if Mobley takes another step forward. He's just an incredible defender already.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
And they're going to be incredible defensively, at least during the regular season.
Josh, are you going with the number one rated defense from last season in the Cavs or the team that has 17 captains, according to their head coach, the Celtics?
I'm going Cavs, man. I think it's the exact same reasons Jay was saying with Allen and Mobley. Like, that's just a force, man. You got, like, two mobile bigs that just are imposing block shots, right, are capable of guarding multiple positions. Like, it's hard to argue against those guys.
Plant your flag, Nuggets or the Field in the Western Conference to make the NBA Finals?
Well, we planted this one already.
The Field. No, but
I mean, the Field is a smarter pick, right? Even if we bet the Nuggets, even we're like predicting the Nuggets to either win it all or just get back to the finals. I think you have the Lakers, you have the Warriors, you have the Suns, Clippers if they're healthy. I don't know if we're still saying that these days, but Clippers if they're healthy. Like, I just, the Field for them to get through, I think, will be tougher than what it was last season, you know, health permitting. But still, I don't think the Lakers did anything to address defensively how you even just throw bodies at Jokic. The Warriors are going to have Looney, but that's it. You know, the Suns, maybe a healthy Nurk. Maybe.
And it's just really hard to repeat. And it's really hard to get back to that place. The only thing that now, as we're talking about this, is giving me pause. LeBron went to, like, what was it, 9 straight finals?
Uh-huh.
Just because he was by far the best player in the league. And obviously he had two great teams surrounded by like some offensive juggernauts in Cleveland, and then one really bad Cleveland supporting cast or mediocre supporting cast that he carried to the finals. Jokic might be at that level.
Let's relax. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you think Jokic is the second best player ever?
No.
Okay, then what are we doing?
But I think there's a gap between Jokic and the second best player in the league that could be similar to the gap between LeBron and the second best player in the league when he was going. Like, Jokic is just far better.
I want you to watch the first week of Bucks basketball and then tell me that there is a massive gap between Jokic and
Giannis. He's not in the West.
I think to Jay's point, though, it's like, yes, no, Jokic is not the second best player of all time, but what made LeBron the second best player of all time was the longevity of what he was doing. But Jokic, the level he's at, like now, if Jokic played at this level for the next 13 years,
sure, then
we consider it, right?
So you think Jokic is that much better than Steph?
I think in terms of like, well, okay, so let's. But when LeBron was the best player in the world, who was the second best? I mean, Steph.
KD, right?
Was there that much of a difference between LeBron and Steph in terms of greatness during those stretches?
During those stretches, no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So even still, like you're talking about, like watch the Bucks and see if there's that big of a gap between Jokic and Giannis. There isn't, but it's probably similar to the difference between LeBron and Steph when they were playing.
Were at their best. Steph dragged a Warriors team last year that hated each other, and they were still top six in the West. They had the third worst record on the road simply because Steph was that good. Steph is still lights out of this world. I don't think there's that massive gap between Jokic and Steph that we're talking about here.
I don't think it's a
now
massive
if you want to
gap.
Say the two teams, sure, like the two teams are constructed in very different ways, but I just think that's wild to start comparing Jokic to that LeBron run.
I'm just saying if a team is going to just win the conference repeatedly, it's going to be because their best player is just far better than yours. And it happened with Steph when the Warriors were on that run, and it happened with LeBron. I just think Jokic might be at that level.
I don't know about that. I think you just picked the Suns to go to the finals. What are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we're just going to gloss over everything Jay does.
Yeah.
I picked the Thunder for two things, and all of a sudden, but then Jay can just flip-flop all day.
My favorite coach ever for coach of the year.
That was a really good Adam Sandler impression.
All right. We got two more here. Who finishes with more wins? Oh, this is a great transition. The Thunder or the Pacers?
Oh, shit.
Josh, we'll start with you.
This is a trap.
It's just a question. It's a question created
the Thunder.
By
the
a local newcomer.
I thought you should have an open door for me to come in and say hello.
The Thunder finish with more wins. This is
the voice. What's funny, this is the voice that that Jay has in that picture of him next to Kristaps. That's the voice.
Oh, that was a misleading photograph.
Yeah, okay.
The angle was tough.
You look like his child.
It was tough. I mean,
emasculating.
Yeah.
My buddies were just photoshopping it all day long.
Let's photoshop it just a little bit every few weeks.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not quite noticeable each time, but eventually.
It's like that thing was like... what was it? It was like, you know, for every 25 likes, I'll make Trae Young smaller on the court of that picture of David Ben Simmons.
I see what to a Wikipedia. Someone makes the United States just a little bit bigger on a picture of the globe each like week, and nobody notices.
Nobody notices at all. All right, so Josh, you have the Thunder over the Pacers, more wins, even though they're in a tougher conference.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that that they're going to hit their stride this year. Like I said, love Dagnault as a coach. Shout out to Jay and Dagnault's open door policy. I just think that they're going to hit their stride this year. They got Chet back. Guys are really finding themselves on the court. I think this is the year.
Jay?
It's the Thunder. Why?
Because Mark Dagnault, he really connects with his players. He's the best relationship builder I've ever seen.
I hate this voice so much, but I can't get enough of it. It's really upsetting.
I want everybody listening to know they brought me on here to give my take as with my experience in the league and immediately shit on me for it.
Immediately have been shitting on you. Immediately. Like we real also, expertise, real experience of like, look, this is why this I believe in this code. Well, and it's just and within 20 minutes, Jay's doing an Adam Sandler impression.
This question was absolutely a setup too, because the Thunder are gonna win so many more games than the Pacers.
No, man, Pacers, I think like here's the thing that I think gives it to the Pacers. And I think the Thunder are going to be really good this year.
I did say Rick Carlisle was going to be coach of the year, though.
You sure did.
Again with the flip-flop, man.
Yeah. I can't keep is off. That you look at the Thunder's division having to play, like, still a really scrappy, good Jazz team. I have to say they're scrappy. They have six white guys on the roster. Scrappy Jazz team.
Sneaky athletic.
Sneaky athletic. Oh, my God. They're all the they're all the first ones in the gym and the last ones to leave. It's incredible. It's such a weird practice.
High IQ.
Oh, my God. Some of the highest IQ you can imagine. A bunch of coaches' sons out there, as Dave said in the chat. Is that... You know, I think Portland's not going to be good, but I think they'll be kind of tough early on in the season. You know, I think eventually they'll
at basketball in the NBA.
They got a fun team. They have a fun team. And then it's Minnesota, who I think is regular season good, and then Denver, who is Denver. Whereas Indiana gets to play Detroit four times, Chicago four times. You know, like they have to face Cleveland and Milwaukee, but they have. I mean, Detroit's going to suck. Chicago, I don't think is going to be any good. Like I think they're easier games for them. I think Milwaukee will take, you know, some time off maybe in some of those matchups. Like I don't believe in the player participation policy of actually doing anything. But I just think Indiana's gonna, you know, I think they're gonna hit their stride as well. They were a really, really good team with Tyrese Halliburton on the court. Like they kind of fell apart once he got hurt last year. So I'm all in on this Pacers team. And then last one. Six players scored 30 points per game last season. It was Embiid, Luka, Lillard, SGA, Giannis, and Tatum. You guys got to pick four that are a lock to do it again. Your reputation is on the line that these four guys have to get 30 points per game. Jay, go.
Tatum, Trae Young, Kevin Durant.
Okay. That's not
immediately disregarded the rules.
Yeah. We're talking about from those six, pick four that are a lock.
If he names everybody, he's going to be right.
I didn't know it had to be from the six.
Yeah, it's a tricky word in there.
I wrote down my own.
There's a tricky word in there that's tough to translate. It's again.
I wrote these down, too. I thought I did good preparation and everything.
Unbelievable.
Oh, these guys are going to love this.
Now I'm scrambling. I'll let Josh go. Right. Definitely going to be Shay.
I'm going Embiid, Luka, Giannis, dang. That's tough because Lillard and Giannis being on the same team kind of shakes things up for me. Mm-hmm. I know Embiid, Luka, and Tatum are my three for sure. And then I'm going to go Giannis just because I do think Lillard's going to, like you were mentioning, is going to open up so many things.
Yeah.
For Giannis. He's never had anybody like that before that's going to demand that much attention. It's just going to make his life so much easier having him on the court. So I'm going to go those four.
I'm going with the four that are not on the Bucks. I think Lillard and Giannis, just because they're playing with each other, are probably going to have lower usage rates. And even though scoring will come easier for those guys, I'm just not sure they'll both average 30. I'm not sure either one will. But they'll both be close.
I'm going Giannis. I think Giannis is a lock. Like I think he's going to play 30 minutes a game and average like 32 points. Like
That'd be pretty Giannis of him.
Yeah. I'm going to go Giannis, Luka, Shea, and Tatum. I don't think Embiid's going to get 30 a game. I think we're getting a weird Embiid season coming up.
I'm just torn on Shea just because of like.
Just because Chet, come, Chet will bash
just
you.
Cause that's one of the reasons. To come back.
Absolutely. I would be willing to bet that you've picked Thunder stuff almost as much or as more often than I have throughout this entire segment.
I can guarantee you, yes.
With Chet coming back, with Jalen Williams continuing to develop into his role, with Giddy continuing to develop, I think it's just going to get a little harder for him. The usage is just going to kind of change a little bit.
What's crazy though is like he averaged 31 a game last year, right? Like I think like 31 and a half or something like that. Like it's not like he barely cleared it. Like he easily cleared it. But Chet coming into the mix definitely does change quite a bit.
I think Chet might just open things up for him though. Like how good was he when he had Mike Muscala picking and popping?
Well, and hold on a second, Mike's got a heater.
But Chet, like you have to account for him. He's a secondary playmaker, and I just think Chet's going to open up things for them that when the other centers were on the court, just weren't really available. It's going to be easier.
Yeah, I also think there are going to be a lot of fourth quarters where, even though I think the Thunder are going to be good this year, it's going to be a lot of fourth quarters where it's like, hey, Shea, can you get us 13 points?
That team could be killer in transition, too, because they can all put it on the floor, mm-hmm, including Chet.
The one thing, though, about their defense, they don't really force turnovers, though, right? So that's kind of the key to, like, being hell in transition is getting that. But maybe, I mean, if they're rebounding, I guess you can just get out and run.
I feel like they should force turnovers.
They should. And maybe Chet's length helps create some of that. But how about this? Watch on YouTube. Give us your predictions in the comments. Or just tell us we look stupid or something. I don't know. Just engagement, baby. I don't care what it is. Do you like Jay's voice? Do you like his mocking voice of Josh? What's your favorite impression that Jay does? Is it Adam Sandler or Adam Sandler? And then make sure you are subscribed to The Athletic. Make sure you subscribe to this feed on your podcast. Make sure you leave them 5-star reviews. Make sure you subscribe to The Bounce and check out all of our shows throughout the week with Tamperin. We've got Hoops Adjacent, Slam and Jam Nerder. We got all that stuff all right here for you on The Athletic. Enjoy your last night of freedom before it is nothing but League Pass and TNT and ESPN and more League Pass and the occasional NBA TV if you get it. For Josh, for Jay, I'm Zach. Keep it locked on The Athletic NBA Show podcast.